Cowan. Robert Thompson says he won't take part in Sunday's Ward 5-8 all candidates meeting because it's organized by Engage Barry and its chair Alyssa Wright. I won't be participating in the candidate panel, Thompson said in an email to Engage Barry. Not because I am acclaimed, in Ward 5 for the October 24th city election, but because I will not give credibility to Alyssa's harassment of me and my colleagues over the years from the biased scribe troll account. I will never believe in Engage Barry as long as Alyssa is involved, Thompson added in his email. There are a few members of this organization that live in my ward, who are the epitome of this organization's name, engaging in thoughtful dialogue for a better outcome for our city, who I have respect for and will continue to engage with moving forward. I support accountability, not toxicity. Wright could not be reached for comment Thursday, although she said by email that Barry Today's request had been passed on to Engage Barry's board of directors for response. An Engage Barry representative said they were unavailable for comment Thursday. Wright came under fire earlier this week when Cowan. Natalie Harris called her out for alleged social media harassment and verbal abuse. Wright has denied the claims to Barry Today, as well as any connection to a Twitter account associated with the allegations, which follows and comments on city council matters. It is frustrating and disappointing that all the incredible work of a local, grassroots organization is being cast into question by a political satire account that has absolutely nothing to do with that organization. The biased scribe is not associated with Engage Barry organization, Wright wrote in an email to Barry Today on Tuesday. It existed long before Engage Barry, and is not affiliated or endorsed in any way by Engage Barry organization. But Thompson has said he believes there's a connection and points to a tweet about his pronunciation of the word, library, at a meeting. It reads on the biased scribe feed, Thompson, doesn't like the 15% deduction, want to see another 30%. When you first came to us about the library, you said you could do it without staffing, really? How does that work, alliterate man? Barry Today asked Thompson how he felt about the biased scribe emphasizing his mispronunciation of the word library. I think it's petty, he said. I think it actually shows that it's just a way of a personal attack, and for an organization that truly says that they care about the care and compassion of people, that was a mispronounced word, and I find it very hypocritical. Imagine if there's people out there who are illiterate or have a deficiency and you have organizations that claim that they're for inclusivity, doing that. Thompson was asked if he was being bullied. I am not bullied, he said. I understand being a public figure that you're open for conversation, sometimes unwarranted, but bullied? No, not one iota. Thompson was also asked if he believes Wright is the biased scribe. I think they're one and the same, he said. I think Alyssa Wright is a member of Engage Barry, so sometimes an organization, just somebody does something, the whole organization wears it. Cowan. Sergio Morales has said he has been targeted as well. I've also been consistently berated by Alyssa Wright for years, he said. Not on my votes or political decisions, but on my hair, on the city I was born in, demeaning me with the nickname, Skippy. I'm unsure if that was a racial thing or not, swearing at me and falsely accusing me of being sexist and man explaining to the Barry chief of police when I was asking her, Kimberly Greenwood, questions during budget. Morales also said he will not be participating in Engage Barry's all candidates debate for wards 9 and 10, which is scheduled for Sunday, October 2 from 4 to 6 p.m. Needless to say, I will not be attending the Ward 9 candidates' Zooms panel if Engage Barry is involved, he said. And I encourage all candidates, especially female candidates and those that are not currently on council, to join me in my decision. Engage Barry is co-hosting a mayoral candidates forum on Saturday, October 1 from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the Salvation Army Citadel on Lillian Crescent. It's also hosting all candidates' meetings for each Barry ward, by Zoom, until mid-October.